keeping you informed on the air and online. Wild West Radio News.
Prescribed burns are being planned in northwest Colorado for the coming weeks. The prescribed fires are designed to reduce pinyon juniper expansion and help restore sagebrush communities. The 350-acre Dry Gulch and 90-acre Geico prescribed fires will take place in Eagle and Grand County, southwest of Kremling. In Rio Blanco County, firefighters will ignite the 350-acre Pinto Gulch fire on BLM lands in the Trail Canyon area in the Piance Basin. And in Moffitt County, the 500-acre Tree Pea prescribed fire is being planned on BLM lands 5 miles southeast of Greystone in the Douglas Mountain area. All of these fires will be ignited pending favorable weather conditions, and smoke may be seen from nearby communities and roads while the fires are taking place. For additional information on the controlled burns, call the number in this story on our website. A ceremonial groundbreaking for the new medical office building at Memorial Regional Health in Craig will be held next week. Members of the Memorial Regional Health Board of Trustees will participate in a ceremonial first shovel of dirt Monday afternoon starting at 3:30. Two floors of the three-story building are expected to be finished sometime next year. Funding for the construction was secured through grants, community support, and a loan, with other money coming from Memorial Regional's general operating budget. The new medical office building is expected to take the place of the Memorial Hospital building on Russell Street. Recreational marijuana is coming soon to the town of Dinosaur, with the new recreational marijuana dispensary opening this weekend on Brontosaurus Boulevard. Dinosaur voters approved the sale of recreational marijuana in the election of 2016. This will be the first store of its kind in Dinosaur, with more dispensaries expected in the future. The store, which will be called Rocky Mountain Cannabis, will be located 3 miles from the Utah border, which has caused concerns in neighboring Uinta County. These concerns prompted the Uinta County Sheriff's Office to issue a warning to Utah residents, reminding them to leave the weed in Colorado when they visit the state. The city of Steamboat is asking a number of residents and second homeowners to fill out a survey to help shape the future of House and Hill and the city's parks and trail system. The city recently mailed out 3,000 surveys, which asked residents to weigh in on conceptual plans for House and Hill and potential funding mechanisms for park improvements. The survey includes 4 concepts for House and Hill, which include suggestions like upgrading the ski lifts, lodging concessions areas, or improving the rodeo arenas. The survey will also gauge the community's willingness to add new taxes to help pay for the improvements and other park-related updates. The surveys need to be completed by April 20th. Anyone who does not receive a survey but would still like to participate can fill out one online by following the link in this story on our website. 17 former convicts who have completed their sentences have been pardoned by Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. The majority of the convicts had drug crimes on their records, 4 were arrested for burglaries, and 2 were assault cases. Hickenlooper is also considering releasing another 40 inmates who are currently being held on nonviolent marijuana convictions. I'm Nolan Sharp.
For breaking news anytime, visit KRAI.com. Wild West Radio News.